ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तदोदयं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अपत्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवयां भगवतीं उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिं भवदीर्नैष्ठिहि। श्रीमद्भागवतम् कांडो 10 चाप्टर 7 द किलिंग ऑफ द डमन तृणवर्ता टेक्स्ट 37 चाप्टर 10 कांडो 10 चाप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 37 सावीक्ष्य विश्वं सहसा सावीक्ष्य विश्वं सहसा राजन् संजात वेपतो राजन् संजात वेपतो सम्मिल्य मृकशावाक्षी सम्मिल्य मृकशावाक्षी नेत्री आसीस्विस्मिता नेत्री आसीस्विस्मिता सा मदर यशोदा वीक्ष्य बाय सीइंग विश्वम द होल यूनिवर्स सहसा suddenly within the mouth of her son Rajan O King Mahapuraja Parishit Sanchada Vepatu whose heart was beating Samilya opening Mrushava Akshi like the eyes of a deer cup Netre Her two eyes, Asit, became Suvishmita, astonished. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada Kijaya. When Mother Yasoda saw the whole universe within the mouth of her child, her heart began to throb. And in astonishment, she wanted to close her restless eyes. Purport. Because of her pure maternal love, Mother Yashoda thought that this wonderful child, playing so many tricks, must have had some disease. She did not appreciate the wonders shown by her child. Rather, she wanted to close her eyes. She was expecting another danger and therefore her eyes became restless like those of a deer cub. This was all the arrangement of Yogamaya. The relationship between Mother Yashoda and Krishna is one of pure maternal love. In that love, Mother Yashoda did not very much appreciate the display of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's opulences. At the beginning of the chapter, two extra verses sometimes appear. एवं बहूनि कर्माणि कोपानां संसयोषितां नन्दस्य गेहे ववृते कुर्वन् विष्णु जनार्दन. इन दिस वे टू चेस्टाइज एंड किल द डेमन्स द चाइल्ड कृष्णा डेमॉन्स्ट्रेटेड मेनी एक्टिविटीज इन द होम ऑफ नंद महाराजा and the inhabitants of Vraja enjoyed these incidents. Evam se vavritya Vishnu nandakeke janatana kurvan anisam anandam kopalanam sa yoshitam. To increase the transcendental pressure of the kopas and kopis, Krishna, the killer of all demons, was thus raised by his father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda. Sripada Vijayatojatita also adds another verse after the third verse in this chapter. Vistareneka karunyat sarva papa pranashanam vaktam arasi dharmangna दयालुत्वम इति प्रभो. परीक्षित महाराजा देन रिक्वेस्टेड सुखदेव गोस्वामी टू कंटिन्यू स्पीकिंग सच नेरेशंस अबाउट द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ कृष्णा सो दैट द किंग कुड एंजॉय फ्रॉम दम ट्रांसेंडेंटल ब्लिस. दस इन द भक्तिवेदांत परपोस ऑफ द 10th कांटो 7th चैप्टर ऑफ द श्रीमद् भागवतम entitled in the killing of the Damantrana Varta. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Shaivale Samadhi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhanamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sonyavadi Pashyatta Deshadarini Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. First of all, I seek all the blessings of Vaishnavas to bless me the proper way to tell them the line of disciplic situation without deviation. Hare Krishna. This is the last sloka in this chapter, talking about Krishna sows the prabhacha in his mouth. There are two times this incident happens. Here, the first time very narrowly or it has concisely it is described, only 2-3 slokas. Here Krishna is yawning and mother Yashoda fed Krishna, or that she was comforting Krishna. That time Krishna is getting sleep, therefore he was yawning. When he was yawning, he opened the mouth. Just a brief time she saw that. Whole prabhancha, Pradarupa, Prabhupada is mentioning Pradarupa, means Krishna can be recognized for jnanis and others through Pradarupa. Devotees, they look for 200 form, but jnanis they look for knowledge based, and Pradarupa, it shows from small autumn to mountain, how things, planets, white dwarf, and everything, it gives the idea how is it created, like scientists, philosophers, and all those people, they look for that, that is prabhancha roopa, but a devotee doesn't look for that. That Krishna suddenly showed to Yashoda. Yashoda is a pure devotional mood, eternal love, parental love. அந்த மதர்லி லவ். ஷீ டசன்ட் வாண்ட் எனி திங் மோர், பட் திஸ் வாஸ் ஷோன் டு ஹர். அண்ட் ஷீ காட் கன்ஃபியூஸ்ட். ஷீ சா ஆல் த ஹோல் யூனிவர்ஸ் இன் ஹர் மவுத், பிரபஞ்சம் இன் ஹர் இஸ் மவுத், ஹர் சைல்ட். ஹவு மச் இட் பி ஷாக் டு சீ த சைல்ட்ஸ் மவுத் ஹோல் பிரபஞ்சம். அண்ட் ஷீ ஸ்டார்டட், ஹர் ஹார்ட் ஸ்டார்டட் பீட்டிங். And she could not, she closed her eyes and she became restless. She doesn't understand what happened. That is the mood of Yashoda. She did not appreciate, Prabhupada is writing, Yashoda did not very much appreciate Lord's opulences. She doesn't want all the opulences. And her mood is very well explained in the next chapter. Later portion comes in the next chapter. Next chapter also, second incident. All of us knows, he had the earth. And Balaram complained to Mother Yashoda. Is Krishna is eating the... But Krishna tells, no, I didn't eat. Then Yashoda told, open your mouth, show it, challenge. Krishna has to take the challenge. Okay. He opens the mouth. Second time he shows this whole universe. Again she got bewildered. Here is slowly she got restless and closed the eyes. But there is very deep. It's explained, very deeply explained. First of all, on seeing his thing, Yashoda got confusion. First she thought, I am dreaming. That's why I am getting such a scene. It's not real, it's a dream. Then she started pinching her, oh, my eyes are open. I am not sleeping. Then how can I get the dream? It's not a dream. She come to the conclusion, it's not a dream. Still she is not satisfied. Then what can be the reason? What is happening to me? Maybe it may be Deva Maya. Some devas are playing with me and with my child. It may be due to devas. Deva Maya. Then she thinks, now you see Yashoda went to Jnana Marka a little, analyzing Sangya Marka, which is very rare. She never wants or none of the Vrajavasi, they want to enter this line. But again she thinks, okay, second she thinks, maybe it's me them. Then, she herself comes to a conclusion. No, no. What is the use of, I am an ordinary village girl. What is the use of making, put me under Maya? What benefit these devas will get it? No. Therefore it's not Deva Maya. She comes to a conclusion. Like a Sangya Tattva, Nedi, Nedi, we tell, no. Not this, not this, not this, they come like this. Like Sangya Tattva, they always tell, I am not this body. First they analyze this body, I am not this body. Then next they come to this, I am not mind. Then come to the I am not Nedi, I am not this Buddhi. Then I am not this Ahankara. Then who am I? That's a way of analyzing. But at the end they don't come to properly. Because Prabhupada always tell, we have ego, I am not ego, we cannot tell. We have ego. There they deviate. There they think no ego means I am one with the Lord. You know, don't have any identity. But Prabhupada very clearly tells, we have identity. We are false ego to true ego. Jivera Sarva Krishna Nitya Dasa. That person that deviates. Okay, just I am going let that away. This is the way analyzing. Now Yashoda also following the same line. Okay, I am not dreaming. I am not sleeping, it's not a dream. Krishna, I am seeing Krishna's mouth so much is not dreaming. Maybe it's not Deva Maya. Then what else? Maybe she is thinking, because I saw all these things, my mind is bewildered. My putti is bewildered. Putti moha. That's why I am getting such a scenes. No, 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 I am good consciousness. Again she thinks, I am not under this bewilderment. I have very good consciousness. And how can I become bewildered? No, I am already. That is not the reason. Then she thinks, what can be the reason? What is the reason for I am seeing all these things? Then she comes to the conclusion, okay. Because Kargamuni told, your son is very powerful entity. He can do wonders. Therefore, this is Krishna has yoga shakti. My child has yoga shakti. Therefore, through yoga shakti, he is displaying all these things. She got the point, she got convinced. But suddenly, she got, not this. If my child is full of yoga shakti, he is feeling hungry, he is feeling thirsty, sometimes he is doing naughtiness, like a ordinary child. No, that also not correct. She got so confused with all those ideas. She analyzed like a jnani or sangya philosophy. It's a very strange in Bhagavatam. See, Vrajavas is analyzing like this. That prayer is also will be simple prayer. They don't make any complicated prayers. You see, whenever some disturbance comes, their prayers are very simple. No big analysis, no big things. But here, Ishwadamai going on, undergoing all this analysis. Then finally, I don't know anything. Just surrender to my Lord. Narayana is protecting. Bhagavan Vishnu is protecting. Then she goes to the end of the extreme that Sangya possibly like, oh, analyzing the truth. Sangya means analyzing the truth. She comes to the conclusion, okay, now I am foolishly thinking, I am the wife of this Nanda Maharaja, Krishna is my child, all these opulences are mine, all these kopakopyas are my servants, and I am foolishly thinking, nothing belongs to me. And I am not protecting Krishna, he is protecting Krishna. And I don't have anything to do with that. I am foolishly thinking everything. She comes to the conclusion, just like that. Then she got little understand and she got so much surrender mood. It is different. This analyzing mood is Rishis, Shankya, Sandha Bhava. But she is in Vatsalya Bhava. She goes into the analyzing mood and go to Sangya Bhava. She tries to analyze this and came to a conclusion. Lord is protecting everybody. Okay, for we also come to that conclusion. We come across so many troubles in the life. One who cannot tolerate or digest, at the end of it they surrender. Sometimes we cannot even feel like praying to Lord. Just what type of prayer I can make, simply fall down. We are unable to know how to pray also. And that will be the end, we come to surrender. Normally we don't surrender. When things are going out of control, like a current situation, corona is going out of control, we don't know what to do, but nobody is ready to surrender. We are surrendering to so many things. I don't see any messages surrendering to Krishna. Certainly I am not denying any, all these things, but care and other things, but we cannot be too much worrying about all these things. And we take the minimal care, and we do continue things. Kaya Klesha Bhayavaha. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, because of Kaya Klesha, my body will suffer, or Bhayavaha, due to fear, if I skip my service, if I don't do my service, it doesn't give the benefit of that renunciation, tyaga. Also it doesn't help, Krishna is telling. We have studied on the Bhagavad Gita, we are under a shelter, okay, take care, do the service, proper care. It's not for more anxiety's creation. It is more in different mood. Our mood should be not in these things. We take care, not that we are going purely sentimental and all those things. But some surrender mood comes. This is what one, after analyzing all these things, they come to surrender mood. Yashoda Mai went all through his analysis and surrendered to the stranger. She said, Vatsalya Bhava, but she analyzed. That is why somebody who is really serious, they come to this. It's like Gajendra. He was fighting for 1,000 years with his own strength, with his all family strength and all his elephant strength, but finally surrendered. Draupadi, she tried begging everybody in the assembly. Dhritarashtra, Vidura, Rasmayans, Bhishma, Drona, everybody. Nobody came to rescue. She tried to help herself by protecting, that also could not help. Full surrender. This is for different mood. But the strange thing here is, Yashoda was brought such an analyzing mood and she came. When she came to this conclusion, Krishna got a shock. Oh, how can I get miss the care of Yashoda? Now she is trying to go to the Jnana Marga, then she is going to serve me in different way. I want Vatsalya Bhava. Then again Yoga Maya played. And Yoga Maya put her back like a dream. Bhagavatam is telling, like a dream she forgot everything, whatever she has seen. She came back to the Vatsalya mode, motherly paternal mode, loving affectionate mode. Then she immediately took Krishna and kept in a lap and started feeding. Oh, my child will be feeling hungry if I don't feed it. Who will feed him? Who will take care of him? I have to take care. Without me, he cannot be satisfied. And I cannot be satisfied with him. And therefore, forget about I don't know anything. He is my child. I have to take care. Nobody else can take care. She got back all the mood. And again, the Leela started. That's why the main mode is, unless this is Sarathra Dasani, Vishwanathakura nicely explaining all these things. Some fine points more explaining and all those things. When we are in the devotional mood, very simple thing is, we just take Krishna in a very loving surrender mode. All other Vishnu forms, we more surrender mode only. We cannot develop more loving mood. Even after Hiranyakashipu was killed, none of the devas or other things could not approach Narasimha because fearful. That the loving aspect is only with Krishna. And the Leelas, we are enjoying. And Acharyas are explaining. The whole sequence, what we understood is, she goes in the Jnana Marga, and again come back to Vatsalya Bhava. That is the ultimate satisfaction. And this way, the whole Leelas are giving a direction for us in our devotional life, giving us mood how to develop really, giving us how through analyzing also or Sangya method also, somebody has to come to ultimately this loving affectionate mood. And if we can achieve this, like Yashoda got it, that will be our success. And in this mode, there is no fear. In this mode, there is no fear. We are more like very happily involving the devotional service, not out of fear. The devotional service can be done out of fear also, out of respect also, out of seniority or something. But that is not of higher taste. Very higher taste is with the love and affection. Therefore, this is the essential brief of this sloga. Maybe later chapters, next chapter, these are detailed things are there. because this is a very small incident of first Krishna sore throat when he was yawning for to sleep. But second one is more detailed when he hit the mat, sand and all those things. And here, to complete, Prabhupada has added three slokas which was added in the beginning. And here written in this way is to chastise the demon child Krishna demonstrated many activities in the house of Nanda Maharaja and the neighbors of Braja enjoyed these incidents. And this is the endless leelas. Actually, Sukadev Goswami has only listed only few incidents, they are telling. Others, the incidents are unlimited. He has killed so many asuras, so many things, and he could not count everything. He has given only very limited. And also, to increase the transcendental pleasure of the gopas and gopis, Krishna was thus raised by his father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda. They increased, the whole leelas increased, because they talk repeatedly, think repeatedly, sing about the leela. That is the way now we are seeing. After 5,000 years also, we are singing the glory and hearing the glory. We are increasing our devotional mood. Same thing they were doing when he was in this planet also. They were doing. That was a pleasure for them. Think of Krishna Leela's pastime. Therefore, sometimes I think we are in Vrindavan, but how much we are thinking all these things in this mood? Sometimes I feel very sad that we are in the management, we are in the thinking how to do all these things. But it's a very special balance is needed. But in Vrindavan mood and managing mood, actually managing mood is very difficult in Vrindavan, because only managing, only thing is Krishna and Radharani's mood. But we don't have any such qualification. Are their blessings, they think Vaishnava blessings, something we are trying to establish, serve Vaishnavas, serve devotees, Krishna and other things, that will be the best mode. Then we can parallelly develop in such a holy dham, this love of Krishna and love of Prabhupada and love of service. Prabhupada anyway he told is a spiritual management, ISKCON is a spiritual management. Management means little Rajoguna. Rajoguna is little disturbing guna, but you need to dovetail Rajoguna into more in the spiritual platform. Then it is a whole training Prabhupada has given. If you go deeper, we may use management, but make it spiritually. We can make love and affection and keep the things moved up in them and without much disturb, but at the same time, take the Prabhupada instruction, how did somewhat somebody go strong in Prabhupada instruction, they can get everything. You need not go through any big setup. Everything Prabhupada has given, and that way the Vrindavan mood we can try to establish. And I am very happy all of you devotees are here serving long time, and it is a fortunate, I am not so fortunate soul, but you are all fortunate souls, that we pray Krishna so that all Vaishnavas will have such a 1/4 of the crore portion or something will get that love and affection which Yashoda and the gopis got it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Question and answer comes. Maharaj comes.
And then he requested
Deity, personal deity.
So she took shelter of the deity and then beating my neck. She was thinking something wrong is going on with me, with my child. So surrender to Krishna, the Narayana, the Supreme Personality of God, and then he will take care of it in my life. So actually, Krishna also. Somehow or other, something happened that eventually Krishna is in control. It appears that obviously good this and that, and eventually it comes in the hand of Krishna. Very nicely you explain this. I appreciate your presentation.
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj Megadi, a nice comparison of Arjuna seeing Vishwarupa, Brad Rupa. And Yashoda Mai is seeing Radha Rupa. And actually, as Maharaj very clearly explained, Yashoda Mai didn't want anything. She never desired. But Krishna, Arjuna wanted. And Krishna has to give him Divya Sakshasu. Divine vision he has to give. But Yashoda Mai doesn't need anything. But he sold. But when he talk about the thing, they are telling, because the reason is, Krishna made a promise that he didn't eat the sand. But he is called, one of his potency is Satya Sangalpa. He is always truthful, Satya Sangalpa. That potency induced another potency, Avyagada potency, another, telling him, please kindly show the opulence and bewilder Yashoda. This are acharyas are giving explanation. Because Satya Sangalpa, this potency induced other potency and energy of Krishna, internal energy, and which Krishna had kept under control. He never wanted to show that in the Krishna Leela, so that the mood of the Leela should not be disturbed, whole thing. But here, because Satya Sankalpa induced him to tell whatever is telling truth, make it truth, he is told he didn't eat the sand, therefore inside there is no sand, one prapancha is there. Also, this Satya Sankalpa had a fear, and another that energy, I forgot some energy. So he was thinking, I had never chance to serve Krishna. Then that energy took a chance to serve Krishna this way, and how she protected Yashoda, getting angry and beating Krishna. And she didn't want Yashoda to beat him. Therefore, by making Yashoda showing all this energy, Yashoda forgot everything, and her love for Krishna multiplied, and finally she surrendered and forgot everything. She hugged the child and she didn't punish. This is another reason they're telling. Therefore, Maharaj told very nicely explained this total different mood. Both are seeing Radha Rupa, but moods are different, and Yashodamaya is a much higher plan system. And another comparison told, both of them didn't want to go through this, see this form, this Swarupa form. Arjuna also didn't like it, Yashoda also didn't like it. And they want a simple two-handed Tribhangi form with the flute and other things. That's a nice explanation, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. Anything? Yes, Prabhu.
So, in the last part of your class, you told about the spiritual man. So can
you explain more about it, because the management is much as a generally person is driven away by the passion, and it furthers whether he is managing. So how to balance this type of management? Actually, the question is on spiritual management. It's a word Prabhupada uses, because Prabhupada wanted management, because he always used to compare in other organization. Because of very good management, they are surviving long time. The society which doesn't have proper management will decay over a period of time. And therefore, we wanted to be managed, proper things. In his period also, he tried his best. But at the same time, management means Rajoguna. Raja, Rajo. Raja comes from Rajo. You need little Rajoguna. If you don't have Rajoguna, you cannot manage. And in essence, you need to have Rajoguna, but it should be spiritually oriented Rajoguna. How spiritually oriented means all your management activities should be 100% for the benefit of devotees, benefit of serving mode of Lord and Guru Parampara, and with their blessings, with their approval, with their happiness. If you can do the service, it becomes spiritual. But in this also, little contradiction will be there, because you cannot satisfy all the people, all the Vaishnavas. There may be difficulty in satisfying. Then you need to take the counseling, you need to take the shelter, you need to take whichever you feel favorable, deities, or Guru, or Parampara, or Vaishnava, take it. And ultimately, the spiritual management means you are inspired, your management is inspired by the Lord within you. Is it inspired by Maya, or your external potential, Lord's external potency, or through Lord's things? Therefore, it needs more good feeling and good Vaishnava qualities, good things. And in that way, Rajoguna, what we are supposed to apply, will become Sutta Sattva, Rajoguna. You know, Sutta Sattva not only Sadhuva, it contains Rajo, Tamo, everything. But when you apply Rajoguna in a whole spiritual mode, it becomes a Sutta Sattva. And you, even Tamo Guna you can apply. Like a simple example, Prabhupada always tell rascal, fool. But he applied in a Sutta Sattva mode, very pure mode. Therefore, it's not a tamaguna mode. For material people, it's a tamaguna. Why are you shouting? Why are you doing? But it became a wonderful instruction for all of us. Many times they ask Prabhupada, why are you telling fools and rascals? No, I am not telling. Krishna is telling Moda, I am translating into rascal. That's the way we need to dovetail. Prabhupada told dovetail. Actually, our rajoguna is initially contaminated because we have a lot of material contamination. Our management also contaminated with rajoguna. How best you are able to tune it to spiritual mode, bring it to Suddha Sadhva, bring to dovetail to higher level, then it will be peaceful. Then you are able to, you are empowered in your management. When you are empowered, then it is simple. If you do something without empowering, it will create chaos or problem. Therefore, in the spiritual management, you need to be empowered by the Lord, Vaishnavas and other things, by their blessings. And that way, you become very humble, with a very pleasing mood, with a serving mood, which is beneficial to all the living people, you can able to manage. It's a practice every jiva is undergoing for a life after life in the devotional life. And in particular, Vrindavan is a special mode. You need a very, very special mode. Actually, I remember I was discussing yesterday, deity department, so much, so people, so many things. And Mohandatta Prabhu told, it's the desire of Prabhupada, everybody has to be engaged. Whoever comes in Vrindavan, everybody is engaged. I am trying to follow this. Yes, some points are there. You have to understand the mood. But we need to accommodate under management. Then I requested him, we'll have some management structure, proper under things. Yes, mood is correct, but let it be properly things. And I got to request. And that way, in a humble mood, you may be able to do. Sometime, you can apply other moods also, like angry, fighting, shouting. But it is like using the knife. You got to carefully use the knife, otherwise you should not cut the people. And you can operate the people, not cut the people. And you can use this anger and all those things are little carefully should be used like a knife for operation. Otherwise you will cut the people. Like rajoguna, therefore if you are not capable, it will humble more. But if you are too humble, you may not be able to manage also. In Sandhi Parva, that Yudhishthira is finally going to Bhishma and taking instructions. One of the questions he is asking, how should I manage my people loyal to me? He is giving instruction, if you are too soft, if you are too compassionate, too much this thing, then people will lose respect with you and they will not listen to you, and familiarity breeds contempt. They will not respect. But the moment you become very tough, very rough, very different, then all will get away from you also. Therefore, both the extreme cases, you will not be able to achieve your management. Therefore, be balanced. That is instruction Bhishma is giving to Yudhishthira. When you are doing management, see what a wonderful instructions are in Shastra. You are doing so many management studies, so many big people who pay money and bring, please give classes and all this. Bhishma has given class to Yudhishthira. Prabhupada has given instruction, and everything we follow. This is some idea which I experience, I am telling you. Maybe other men, devotees have many things. We cannot let it loose also. We cannot tighten too much also. If you tighten too much, it will break. If you let it loose, it will spread everywhere. Useless. Sometimes Prabhupada tells, you have done so much, now diluted the milk so much, you have expanded, now boil the milk and concentrate, Prabhupada tells. It's a standard word, concentrate the milk, boil the milk. Means now consolidate, work properly. Or is that, you become a strong things. Therefore now the mode is sometime we go for mass preaching. Mass preaching, some or other way somebody starts. That is one area. But another area is class preaching. You need to have class people, good class people. It should be balanced. If you are only sticking to class preaching at a class, people, class management, maybe we will be left over with 20 or 30 people. But if you go for mass preaching, you may have thousands, lakhs and lakhs, but only sentimental, emotional, and a lot of confusion, fighting. Therefore, it should be balanced. I am trying to. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. The question is, somebody is criticizing or commenting about seva, it's not good or other thing. First thing is, as I often tell, you think yourself whether we are wrong. That's a Vaishnava mode. Any Vaishnava has to first consider somebody is telling whether anything fault on my side. That is the first step. And if you are 100% convinced you are not at fault, go and beg the devotee, what is wrong with me? Something please kindly tell in a positive way. Maybe you may have some reason, your behavior, something which you may have to learn or take it, then take it. It's a very simple way. And we can pray deities to tell, clear the ideas, clear the air, like the air of doubts, and that cloud of doubts, and that will spoil our devotion chanting. And therefore sometimes we need to clear the things better directly, in a sattvic mode, in a soft mode, or if it is not possible, pray the deities, so that through Paramatma it can be acted and that may be understood. It's a simple way doing the things. It's always best you can do it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna Prabhu. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.